Welcome back to Sportsline on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Kyle McEwen, pleased to be joined by head coach of the Orion Chargers, Chip Filler, on preview night here at Orion. Everyone knows the story about the talent on this ball club over the last few years and the state quarterfinal appearances. People outside the area even know the Logan Lee story. And, of course, much of the talent from last year's team walked across that graduation stage in May. So, Chip Filler, you've got a challenge on your hands this year to get back on top in the conference. How do you get it done?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be young. We're going to be kind of reloading here. You know, we lost a lot of talent at graduation, especially the last couple of years. So but we are very excited about what we had. You know, been pleasantly surprised about our training camp practices. Consistency needs to be a little bit better. But, you know, day in and day out, I think we're improving and really excited about where we're trending. Now, what that means in wins and losses, I'm not quite sure, but it's very exciting to see some of our seniors, some of our upperclassmen kind of take their time and kind of embrace it and be ready to go.
When you talk consistency, that's so key with youngsters, so key at the beginning of a season as you set the tone. Are you talking about consistency in effort, consistency in the understanding of the processes, or a little bit of both?
Oh, it's definitely the understanding of the process. On the field, they give total effort. I mean, I never have to worry about, hey, we're not going as hard as what we need to go. And I think the effort level's been just tremendous, and the want is there like no other. But it's inexperienced. We've got guys that have never been on the field. Ryan Youngworth, who's our quarterback this year, he's had to sit behind an all-stater. So, I mean, he's thrown four passes in his whole career, as a varsity player. So that's going to be tough. And that's just kind of a microcosm. The rest of them, it's a lot like that. So we're excited to see them progress, but we know we've got a long ways to go.
You talk about Dawson Schulenberg, the quarterback of years gone by here at Orion. We talked about Logan Lee, the brothers West, and so many more names that I'm doing a disservice by not mentioning right here. I've walked through the doors of this program over the last couple years. They're not here now, but the Chip Filler system continues, and that's been the hallmark of this program for a while. The last couple years, the offense in the Three Rivers has put up astronomical numbers. Do you feel like you have enough bullets in the gun this year to go the same type of direction with the offense?
Well, first off, those are very kind words, and I definitely appreciate the compliments there. I do think that we have enough bullets. How about that? Not the Jeffrey Holbergs or the Seths or the Logan Lees or some of the guys that we've had in the past, but we've got new names, and those new names will etch their mark in our history and in our lore. And we're excited to see the Kobe Schultz, the Kobe Livings, the Quinn Hoftenners, the Dathan Moores, Ryan Youngworth, Josh Fares, Brady Mascari, guys like that. We got a freshman named Cole Kratzberger is gonna definitely embed his mark, if not this year, soon to be. Maybe not as explosive, but I think we're still going to be there, and maybe not right away, but as it gets moving and we're running at the pace that we want to run it, I think we can be very lethal.
What are some of those weapons? You hit on a few names, but to folks who don't know the story of this program, maybe don't live in the Orion area, they might not know what those names mean when it comes to what comes out on the field and what type of pieces of the puzzle you've got for 2019. So, Brady, one of the fastest players on the roster last year at a running back position, sounds like he'll be getting some more reps this year. Can you go into some detail about some of these players and what they bring?
Well, yeah, if you mentioned Brady, Brady's really had his last three or four practices have just been outstanding. He's got really great feet. We're trying to work him into some single back. Ball skills can begin to get a little bit better, but we're looking forward to him and his progression. Only a junior. I mean, like you hit on one of the fastest guys. His per carry average last season was like 35 yards per carry. So hopefully we can keep that up. We keep that trend. We're in a good spot. I think, the one thing that we're really excited about is what we are up front. We graduated a lot. We got an offensive line that had played in, almost 35 varsity football games, and we got young guys in, but those young guys are really, really talented, and we've got some depth this year, and we have a three-year starter in Ben Dunlap, who has just been an outstanding leader, just a wonderful, godsend for the last 3 years at center, and to have him back, he's going to be one I'm really going to miss when he graduates, but he kind of handles all that up front. So we were worried about the graduation and that talent leaving, but man, we're really excited about where that that group is going. I mean, they work really hard, and I think we're okay up there. Skill level wise, you know, we bring back Kobe Schultz, who's just going to be, you know, he's going to be the bell cow. I mean, I don't think anybody would be surprised. I mean, we got to find a way to have him to get 15 to 20 touches, if more, a game. You know, and then we got some young backs that are going to really do some things. We got some young receivers, Quinn Hoftender, who got to start in the playoff game because of an injury as a freshman. You know, we hope that experience kind of helps him. He's had a great camp. We have another wide receiver that we've had to press into issues is Dathan Moore. He's a sophomore, and he's really, really stepped up. We know he's a little bit a ways away, but we're really excited to have his growth and how fast he's maturing. Yeah, you know, Ryan at quarterback, you know, he's obviously, you know, he's not Dawson. Doesn't have to be Dawson. He has to be the best Ryan that he can be. I never had to worry about mental reps. He knows exactly the game plan, where we want to go with it. It's just going to be him getting him throwing the football. So, you know, schematically getting guys in the right spots. We haven't quite figured that out yet, but we will. And then when we do and get people in the positions where they can make plays, because that's my job, is not for them to fit my system, for me to fit their skill sets and put them in the best place. So we're going to do that with all of them. And when I absolutely figure that out, I think we're going to be very dangerous on that side of the ball.
Can you describe some of the differences people might see between Ryan Youngworth at quarterback versus Dawson Schulenberg at quarterback? Now, it'd be pretty obvious to say, well, Dawson had all these weapons who were proven over years, and they were some of the best two-way players in the state. True, but Dawson in his own skill set did enough things that made him unique, and it seems like Ryan has a unique skill set, but just different.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dawson is the all-time leading passer here. So, I mean, it's, you know, and the things that he was able to do and the connection that the two of us had on the field working together was you know, Peyton and Breeze-like almost at times, and he could finish my sentence and he knew it. And a lot, Ryan's a lot like that. I always compare Ryan to Jimmy Garoppolo when Jimmy Garoppolo was at New England, because you knew he was going to be good. He had to wait his turn. He had to get his time. And, you know, I think now is his time. There's some rough patches in there. I mean, he can't quite do all the things that Dawson could do. And maybe there were some skill sets that, you know, Ryan's a little better than what Dawson was. They're just two different types of quarterbacks. You know, it's really hard to compare them, and it's really an injustice to compare them both, because I think really Ryan's going to do really, really well in his own right.
Defensively, we talked about you've got some size coming back that you're excited about. Really, one of the hallmarks of this team defensively the last couple of years was you were able to limit the offense getting to the outside. You had Logan Lee, obviously, shutting down one half of the field. What are some things that you're doing and working with on your defensive side to try to help shut down the sidelines again this year?
Well, we're not going to really change too much. I mean, again, Logan was a special player, obviously, you know, and the Hawkeyes are finding that out. You know, where we could put him to the wide side and either you run into him or you run into the boundary, which now is our 12th defender. You know, we don't quite have that luxury, you know, that type of player where nobody wants to get in, run at him. But we are going to be sound on that side of the ball. We're not going to make mistakes. We're going to line up correctly. We're going to tackle well. We're going to be where we need to be, and we're going to try to get some turnovers. And, you know, we're definitely not going to beat ourselves. If we can do that on that side, we're going to be very successful. And, you know, I've got a great defensive staff. Adam Bullen has been with me now for 8 years as a defensive coordinator. He's done a phenomenal job with these guys, even in camp. It's really excelling. We brought in a new defensive back coach in Spencer Brown, who was a Monmouth grad, and he's also our receivers coach. And unfortunately he went to Sherrard. We don't hold that against him because he has to wear orange stuff at practice all the time, but he brings so much great energy to practice every day. It's been a joy. And those guys are really working that side of the ball. And I have to mention, I mean, it's all about our defensive staff, but all of our coaching staffs, you know, Mike Mattson, our offensive line coach, Kramer Mattson, our tight end, special teams coach, they have all just really stepped up. And I really feel like this camp, they've really coached so much. It's a lot. I don't want to say they're so much better than what they were a year ago, but because it's not really true. But it just seems like there's more attention to detail. There's more in with the kids. It's just a better feel. The energy level is better. Again, I don't know if that translates into wins and losses, but I think the staff has probably been the best coached camp of our kids in the last 8 years, probably.
That's saying a lot. So we've got a schedule that's unique this year. 4 home games, a couple of road games not too far away, but also 3 teams with different head coaches, and they're on your schedule this year. We talk about Newman and the change there with Mike Poposi moving on after so many years at the helm. But also a couple other teams that we mentioned off the air could present a threat with new head coaches. What are you looking for in the Three Rivers this year?
Well, you know, I think obviously, you know, Newman's going to be there. You know, their new coach has been there for a while, and he's a great young coach. And I think I could see him staying for another 40 years like Mike did. But like you hit on, you know, the best commodity that Newman had retired. And, you know, despite even their kids of graduation, losing Mike's going to be very, very difficult. But I know that he's standing right there, and I know anytime Brandon needs something, Mike will be there to help him. So, I anticipate them to be really good. Morrison was really young. I think this is now the time that maybe they kind of get back to where they have been. Fulton was young, and they made the playoffs, and Pat does a great job with them. So they're going to be very formidable. Guys made strides every year at Riverdale to make that program a little bit better. His energy level is, you know, PJ Fleck-like, so, you know, he can get kids excited, and you do that, you never know what will happen. You know, Rock Ridge is a new coach. New coach, same rivalry, so we're excited about that, bringing, you know, introducing him to the rivalry, so to speak, on week 3. Again, Bureau Valley, new young coach, not quite sure exactly what to expect out of them. It's hard for me because I spend my summer week by week kind of breaking down film on different teams, and you know, you go 3 or 4 games this year where you don't have any film on anybody, you have no idea what anybody's doing. Those 4 weeks that I would actually spend with them were very frustrating to me. I almost felt like I didn't work, and that was very frustrating. But week by week, I mean, we'll just look to get better and take it game by game.
The Titans of Monmouth Roseville, week 1. And we'll chat before then, but as you get ready for the challenge they present, what do you expect from the blue and silver?
Well, I expect them to be big, physical, and fast. I know they graduated quite a bit, but I also know they're very good. I think their junior class that is now to be seniors have something to prove, a lot like us. The storyline is probably very similar. Jeremy is one of my great, great friends in coaching. I love the man to death. You know, we always have great battles. I have utmost respect for him. They're going to come in very, very well coached. Or not come in. I guess we're going to their place. They'll be really well coached, and I think they'll be quite fired up. You know, 2 quarterfinal teams from a year ago going head to head. I don't know if you get a better matchup in week 1, especially in this league, than the 2 of us. So, even in a rebuilding year, I think you get 2 storied programs. I mean, they have great history, and to go back to Monmouth, we should be playing at Monmouth College, right? I wish we could make that happen. But yeah, we're excited to go to Sunny Lane. Yeah, I haven't been there in, you know, at least 15 years, so we're excited to be there, and we know that's going to be a heck of a battle.
Head coach of the Orion Chargers, Chip Filler, joining us. Thanks, Coach.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Back with more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.